As hundreds of rescuers sorted through mountains of concrete slabs and other rubble Wednesday in search of more survivors, one day after a deadly bridge collapse in Italy, anger mounted over possible design flaws and poor maintenance. Italian authorities raised the death toll Wednesday to at least 39 after two more bodies were recovered from the wreckage of the fallen section of Genoa's Morandi Bridge. Deputy Prime Minister and Interior Minister Matteo Salvini said three children were among the dead and that more people were still missing. Mounting concern of additional collapses prompted authorities to evacuate 630 people who lived near the highway bridge. A suicide bomb blast inside one of Kabul's educational institutions killed at least 25 people and wounded 25 others. A spokesman for the Kabul police said the attack happened around 4 p.m. local time while students were attending classes. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. Mouhoud Academy is in a Shiite-dominated part of Kabul. While no group has taken responsibility for this attack yet, previous attacks on Shiites in Kabul have been claimed by Islamic State. The Taliban has denied complicity in the attack. The attack on Kabul comes at a time when the government is already facing heavy pressure from the Taliban on multiple fronts. A pre-dawn raid by the Taliban on a military base in Baghlan in northern Afghanistan killed 40 security forces personnel. The Taliban says it has withdrawn its security assurances for the International Committee of the Red Cross staff working in Afghanistan. The insurgent group accused the neutral humanitarian group of failing to meet its obligation to monitor detention conditions and provide medical aid to Taliban prisoners in Afghan jails. This is VOA News. The Turkish currency, the lira, has strengthened slightly on global markets, but tensions between the U.S. and